This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 21. God's Discipline. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 18. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 6. Do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves. Jesus teaches that there is a broad road that leads to destruction and a narrow road that leads to life. And because God wants us to experience full life rather than destruction, he disciplines his children who are taking the wrong road. How does God discipline the ones he loves? Sometimes God causes a godly fear to fall on his people. For example, this could be a fear that reminds us, if I do not mend my ways, I will separate myself from God. Sometimes God uses our fellow believers to call us back to the right road. Sometimes God uses the church to call us back to faithful living. Sometimes God uses challenging situations in life to discipline his people. Discipline never seems pleasant at the time, and it can be painful. However, God designs discipline to produce a harvest of righteousness. When it comes to Christian discipline, we do well to pray that God will give us the grace to receive his discipline, and that he will give us wisdom, humility, and compassion when we are called to speak a word of correction to others. Pray with me. Loving God, we thank you that you discipline the ones you love, rather than simply letting us stray down pathways that lead to destruction. Grant us grace and mercy in the face of discipline, so that we may grow to love you more and more. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.